I wish you would stop taking so goddamn long to do the fucking recaps. Did you know that there are only so many minutes in the day, in the fact that I have to spend over 20 listening to you mumble through some fucking stupid-ass movie? I can't describe to you how much I hate every aspect of who you are and who you choose to be. If there is anything you could do to change, I would say that would be the best thing to do for everybody on the planet. Every fiber of my being and my shit hates you. And I have a lot of fiber. Because I have a lot of shit.
What is this tension? Hello, Shaggy Goose and comrades.
Hello. We are in Russian, even though we speak slow.
And today we have a very special episode. we have today... Why am I a vampire?
Because you don't...
Russian. We have live studio audience in Gulag. Say hello.
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 I'm just realized comrade. I'm not audience, and I answered hello. I don't know what's going on. I'm in Russia.
The other member has not said hello, comrade.
Hello.
I'm sorry, I could not hear you.
Hello.
Everything I said before, Chris, was for joke. It does not
I know,
mean
the entire time I was trying to fart to break the tension, but I kept
really
feeling
do,
like I had to shit
I really
instead.
Do not shit. I promise everything I said was joke. I do not shit that much.
Okay.
That will only
It hurts
was
a
joke.
Lot.
Okay.
It's probably all the cheese
okay.
that I am not.
What movie are we doing today, comrade?
We are doing.
I'd like to do Black Widow.
Oh,
that's for sure.
Oh, Florence Pugh. What is her name? The Pew Pew. The
Yelena Bolokov or whatever.
Yelena Bolskov. Trigovsky. I had a stroke.
I had a stroke after Kyle punched me.
I did punch Jake in face earlier.
In cranium.
He is now definitely going to be Red Guardian on the temple because his temple is red. Aha, aha, aha.
All right, have you only two seen this movie once?
I have only seen this. Once, yes. This.
I have seen three times.
Oh.
Wow.
You can tell that we are recording this in Russia, considering that our audience is
heavily
on.
Oh, brr, it's cold.
Oh, so cold. I am not sweaty in my shorts right
Thank
now.
Thank you for interrupting me on that.
You're welcome.
You can also tell we are in Russia because...
I will kick every single one of you out if you shoot me. I have the power.
There are bears. This is very intimidating. I am staring... Okay, I'm breaking the accent. I'm staring down the barrel of, like, 17 fucking guns right now. And I'm expected... And I'm just somehow expected to carry on a conversation like normal. What is this, Cuba?
Well, they do go into Cuba.
Yeah, hey, shut the fuck up. This is my recap.
How does it feel? How does it feel?
Oh, God, they're shooting at us!
I didn't interrupt him.
Blimey.
How does it feel?
Wait, no, that's British.
How does it feel to have your thunder stolen, Chris?
Because you know what comes before thunder? Lightning! Ka-chow! We're doing cars today, ladies and gentlemen. Back to Black Widow.
Oh, I thought you were doing Ragnarok. Because he's lightning? God of War Ragnarok, though, not Thor.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
No.
Oh, Chris is looking up the Wikipedia again.
All right, so let's just, while Chris is trying to figure out what the movie's about, and by what it's about, I mean what actually happened, let's talk, who likes the movie?
I do.
Jonathan doesn't.
Jonathan doesn't?
I do not.
I feel bad. What's your name?
Jonathan, I just said.
Oh, Jeremiah. That's
they're
what
brothers.
I was thinking of.
They're brothers.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to speak a little louder.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, because you gotta talk
faster.
You're picking
I'm
up
Jeremiah.
A little bit.
I got you. Yeah, that makes more sense. Okay.
Yeah, what's crazy is the biggest thing for him was that the pheromones with Dracov.
Yeah, he just couldn't get off of it. There are things that I can suspend my disbelief about, and that was just the idea of I can't kill this person because they smell a certain way.
Yeah.
Some kind of way.
Well, the thing about that to me is if I were his Black Widow, I'd be like, oh, okay. And then I'd walk over to the other side of the room and just shoot him.
Yeah.
Or do you want better? I'd hold my nose.
Why didn't she?
She said that didn't work.
Why didn't she sever the connection before?
It's called getting information.
But
she did that at the beginning of Avengers as well.
Yeah.
I guess.
Thank you for your cooperation.
But she didn't like break her nose in front of Loki and go, haha, now I can kill you because I can't smell your mischief.
Well, shut the fuck up! That's in the recap!
No, it's not.
It will be.
Loki is not in the recap.
No, I'm talking about. Okay.
Loki. Okay, everybody, raise your hand if you like the movie.
Basically, everybody.
All right. No. I'm not going to say who it was because I think it's funnier that way.
Okay.
All right, raise your hand if you didn't like the movie. Wow, that is.
You didn't watch it.
We saw some hands, didn't we?
Yeah, he was here. Yes, he did.
Oh, yeah.
He was literally in the room.
Well, it's pretty much a 50-50 split. I don't know if you could tell. Jake, did you like the movie?
I did, yeah.
Okay. I have very mixed feelings about it. I don't know whether I liked it or not.
Well, I've also seen it 3 times.
Yeah,
so
fair enough. I saw it in theaters, and I laughed really, really hard at everything that David
Harbour
was in. And Florence Pugh was very funny.
You do the thing with the... You're such a poser.
I feel like this movie should have been made at least a decade ago. Or if they wanted to make it, I feel like they should have said it during the Budapest mission that they allude to and it frankly sounds like a much better movie and better character study than the one that we got.
I was wanting more of that.
But at the same time, I did like aspects of this movie.
Oh, yeah. There were a couple shots specifically that were like super poetic. Mm-hmm. I think the red near the end when they're all fighting the Black Widow. I think that was super good, super well
when they're all fighting the
done. The widows.
Oh, yeah.
And then the whole sequence when she is leaving... In the beginning, after the flashback, when she's leaving and she's like going to the little trailer or whatever, hey, they fucked, right?
Who?
Her and the other guy.
Mason?
Yeah.
Right? He has a family, doesn't he?
At least once.
He has a family.
Because,
no,
come on.
She can't have sex. She had her,
that doesn't mean she
had a hysterectomy.
Have sex.
Her vagina's still there.
She just can't have babies. Okay.
Avengers don't have sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
would be
true.
Unpure of them.
Right.
Yes.
Do not watch the first Iron Man movie.
Yes.
Didn't you read the article about how like DC was like heroes don't go down on people?
That's
a real thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's not sexy sex. That's just
well, okay.
All right, Chris, recap.
All right. This movie is Black Widow. It starts out in 1995.
I love how he has the Wikipedia pulled up.
Yeah, shoot Jake, not me.
Ow, God!
I'm actually really happy because I forgot why they were shooting.
Yeah, well, guess what? I ain't a bitch. I can take a bullet. All
right.
If I can take a punch.
Okay, Diesel.
If I can take a punch from
you're
Kyle.
You're still interrupting me.
I am. Yeah. And they're still shooting. And I'm going to keep interrupting.
I got bullets on the tables.
Yeah, good. I want them to keep shooting.
Right. What happens next in the movie?
And eventually, Chris, they're going to run out. And you know what happens then?
What?
I rip your throat out.
All right. Black Widow starts in 1995, where Black Widow and... what's her name? Yelena?
Yelena,
yeah. She basically has a sister. And she has, like, 2 foster parents, and they're, like, a normal family and shit. But then all of a sudden, they're speaking in Russian away from them, and the audience is like, oh, no, these are, like, Russian undercover agents. And they're like, oh, we stole S.H.I.E.L.D. intel, so we need to pack up the kids and then go to Cuba. So they go to Cuba, and when they go to Cuba, they basically just, like, depart as like mother and father, and it turns out that the father was Russian Captain America, and they sell them to this dude who like takes them and forms them into these soldiers known as Black Widows. And so after that, we cut to like right after the events of Civil War, where we see that Black Widow is kind of like laying low in this little mobile home, who's provided by this friend that she knows named Mason, who like hooks her up with all this like cool survival stuff, and she's just kind of chilling, you know. And then we cut to her sister, what she's doing at the time. She's still a Black Widow, and she's like, you know, killing people because that's what the Russians wanted to do. And as she's like tracking down this rogue Black Widow agent, she sprays this little vial of red stuff in her face, and perfume. Then yeah,
no, Hellboy juice.
And I'm glad they're doing that.
They shoot me again, Chris. I'm throwing your laptop across the room.
No! That's expensive. Stop.
My body is priceless.
Yeah, because no one's going to pay for it.
Anyway. Hey,
I'd pay for it.
And so would MILF. What? And Office Depot Girl. So
how do you feel about this, Claire?
Anyway. So she sprays her face with this red perfume stuff, and then she's like, oh, what? I'm me. Wait, who are you? And she's like, I'm dead. But all this stuff is antidote to the mind control that they are putting on these like Black Widow agents. So like free them and they can have independence like you have now. She's like, okay. And so she leaves, and then she
gotta check Wikipedia.
He goes, the Black Widow does the thing.
She goes.
Oh yeah, she's attacked by Taxmaster, and wait,
who?
Hold up, wait a minute.
Who no, attacked by
up,
who?
Hold Taxmaster. Hold up.
Taxmaster. He goes, you did not pay your property tax.
No. Hold up. She sends the antidote to IRS. Black Widow, and then she's like, wait, what is this stuff? And then she takes the stuff, and then she drives off to town because her motorhome like got blacked out. And then all of a sudden, this Taskmaster dude comes up and blows up her car. And then she like falls into a river, and she wakes up, and she.
Oh, you know what it's like? What? It's like the what's it called? The characters? What? And Godzilla vs. Kong? Whatever they called the.
Yeah, she wakes up and then she finds that she
aircraft characters.
Yeah, the aircraft characters. She wakes up,
the Taxmaster.
She wakes up and finds out that her sister sent her the antidotes and stuff. And then she meets her sister again. They fight for a little bit, but then they like become friends again. And they're like, "Okay, we need to go to this Budapest place."
Budapest place.
Wait a minute. No.
Fill my cup. Put some liquor in it.
No, we need to go break out our dad because we need.
I didn't know you were talking about the podcast. You said, wait a minute, we need to go break out.
This is not a good recap.
I
was not at home very much this week.
Were you working on another Godzilla costume?
No. But anyway, they're like, okay, we have the antidote. We got to free all the Black Widows. We need to go free our superhero dad so that he can help us kill Dracov, who is the guy who's controlling all the Black Widows. And so they go and break him out, and then there's an avalanche. there's an ambulance. And they're like, oh shit, we're about to die. No, they're not. They hop in a helicopter and they go.
Every time Chris says a word, shoot him.
All right, fair enough. And so they get in the helicopter, and then they land at this farm place where their mother is supposed to be. And then Alexei, who is the Red Guardian, he's like, girls, what is with all this tension? And that has no like holding over the plot. I just like that line. And so he goes over.
I think it does.
They go over to the to the lady, and she's like, haha, I can, like, brain control pigs, because that's what Dracov's doing. Also, I just told Dracov and all of his people that we're here. But I'm still a good guy, and so, like, she goes and talks with Black Widow for a little bit, and is like, hey, we can, like, put these face masks on and be each other, and then that way when we get in that facility we can, like, you know, break the other two out. And so they get kidnapped and everything, and this is where it gets a little bit complicated explaining it this way, because it's not revealed later that they're the other person. It's not revealed until later that they're the other person. But anyway, Black Widow dressed up as her mom talks to Dracov, and she's like, ha ha ha, reveal all your stuff to me, please. And he's like, no, but I'm going to anyway, because I like talking about myself. And so he does. And what his plan is that he's like, he's basically got, like, Black Widows everywhere around the globe, and he's just gonna take over all of them and use them as weapons. And she's like, ah, I don't like that, psych, I'm Black Widow. And he's like, psych, I already knew that. Also, Taskmaster is my daughter, who you thought that you killed a long time ago, which made you, like, leave me in the first place and go to S.H.I.E.L.D. That was very important. Don't know why I didn't say it earlier, but anyway, we're here now.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, ah, no, psych, I'm gonna kill you because you made Taskmaster go and kill my other people. And then he's like, psych, you can't kill me because I got this special cologne on to where if you smell it, you can't hit me. And she's like, psych, bam, she smacks her nose on the table.
For those of you who can't see.
Breaks her freaking nose. I just explained what I did. Shut the fuck up. And so she breaks her nose. And she's like, yeah, I can't smell you, so now I can beat the shit out of you. And she beats the shit out of him. And then he escapes in a helicopter. And Black Widow's sister saves all the Black Widows because she, like, tapes the antidotes to a grenade and throws it in the air, and they, like, go back to normal. And so they help all of them break out of the Red Room, which is where we're at. I didn't explain that earlier.
What are you doing?
Hey, is this the Red Room?
Anyway,
wait a minute, we're watching a movie.
Inside jokes, love to be a part of one someday.
Yeah. In the movie, like, when we were watching the movie, Jonathan was like, is this the Red Room? And it goes, shows the right after.
That's funny.
You had to be there.
Okay.
Anyway, so Dracov, like, escapes in a helicopter, and then I forgot who kills. Oh yeah,
Yelena.
Yeah, Yelena, like, jumps onto the helicopter,
and Scarlett Johansson goes, no.
Yeah.
No, she goes, hooray! Because she's Finn from all the dumbass Star Wars movies.
Yeah, I didn't think we'd get into that. But anyway, the Red Room's, like, exploding. By the way, the Red Room is this huge, like, helicopter facility floating space thing in sky.
It's also not very red.
Yeah, it's not. There's Kyle, only please. One room that's red.
Kyle, please.
And so anyway, the whole thing blows up. Everybody is Tom Petty free-falling. And Yelena blows up the helicopter and she's falling. And then Black Widow catches her, puts her parachute on her. And then she's like, hold up, I gotta go fight Taskmaster in the sky, which is really cool. And so they fight for a little bit.
Yeah, the window thing.
And then they, cool. like, pull their parachutes at the last minute. And then they're like, you're cool. It's fine. It's whatever.
It's not what happened.
I forgot what happened.
No,
she hits him with the anti-mind control thing.
Oh, yes, yeah, right. That's
or hits
right.
her with it.
Yeah. And so anyway, so this is like the end of the movie. And then Black Widow's, like, talking to her family. And then they're like, hey, maybe we'll meet again. And it was like, yeah, if I don't die
that's
in the endgame.
That's an actual quote.
And
they say it just like that. They go, hey, you know, if I see you again, then I'll see you again.
Yeah, pretty much. And she's like, all right, you guys go live your life. Seven. I'm going to go get arrested by the S.H.I.E.L.D. people and do other movies. And that's the end. And we get a post-credit scene where it's after Endgame. And,
no.
Huh?
Yeah.
There's two.
Yeah.
No. You forgot about the 2 weeks later.
I didn't get to. I think I
yeah, he
got
kinda,
up to
he,
use
he,
the
he
bathroom.
Said it.
What are you talking about?
What? Oh, you mean in the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the 2 weeks later is when she leaves to go join, like, Infinity War.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, Anyway, that's how the movie ends, but there's a post-credit scene where it's after Endgame, and she is already dead, and her sister is, like, looking at her grave. And then, what's her name from
Valentina.
Seinfeld? No, what's her name from Seinfeld?
Valentina.
Saint Valentine.
The girl from Seinfeld, like, shows up and says,
and hey, if you had watched the Marvel shows, you'd know exactly who it is.
She was supposed to just appear in that one first and then be in the Marvel shows, but,
yeah,
you know.
Anyway, she says, hey, here's the guy who killed Black Widow. Dun, dun, dun. It's Hawkeye. Bum, 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 bum. Which is going to lead up to the Hawkeye series coming this fall on Disney+.
Subscribe.
All right, so a key detail here that you missed, Chris. All right. So at the very beginning,
was there just one?
Yes,
I'm sure there were.
Well,
others.
There are others. But
where are we?
At the beginning, Russia. At the beginning, Natasha goes. She goes.
And then, she was in the Hunger Games.
And then Yelena goes. Yeah. And then they do it again
at
when
the very
she.
End of the movie.
They do it again when they're parting ways before 2 weeks later and they leave and they do it. And then in the post-credit scene, what Yelena is at the grave, she goes,
and, you,
and I really wanted there to be a whistle, but there wasn't.
There wasn't.
Yeah.
And then I let a bomb go off in the theater because of that.
Oh, God. Why would you say that?
I did not interrupt who did that.
I thought that meant a fart.
Yeah, you interrupted millions of people's lives.
Yeah. Well, Marvel should have done better.
They fit literally millions in that one building that y'all were in.
Hey, I was about to say.
Like,
no, that's Fat Albert.
That killed just maybe like 20 or 30 people.
Here's the thing. When you die, it's not just you who suffers.
That's not what this movie's about. Actually, kind
of. Might
is.
Be, actually.
Yeah. I forgot about how big this podcast is. It's got those millions of fans that would be devastated by Jake's death.
We weren't just talking about Jake. We were talking about people who, like, you know, matter.
Alright, I've done my job poorly. You guys talk about
why do you
how
always
this
say
relates
that?
To God.
Chris, you're a part of this entire podcast.
Why didn't you let me fucking finish my sentence? I was making a joke.
You stopped talking!
No, I didn't!
You went, alright, I've done my job, I'll let you take over.
I was still talking and you talked over me!
Are you guys gonna get a divorce?
Yes! I'm taking the dog with me.
Oh, no. Part two all over again.
Oh, yeah. You want to get some dog.
My family's divorced.
Because she said she wanted a dog.
See how I did that?
Because she can't have kids.
Oh, yeah.
See how I set that up?
Yeah.
What's the animal that's a... She should have got a goat. Because then she could still have her kids.
Jesus.
Because the baby goats are kids. Okay, so what's this movie about?
I don't
do good with an audience.
So,
I just keep talking.
So I know that you want to talk about something, Kyle. But what I think is very interesting.
How your armpits do stink pretty bad.
No, they don't. Like, honest to God.
Well,
honest to God, smell.
It's me.
Like, no, I swear to God.
Something smells onion.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Chris, smell my armpits.
No,
nah,
it's coming from him.
That's not.
Bro, I swear to.
Are you joking? You gotta be joking.
Are you joking?
I smell something.
Is it you?
I don't know.
See, he smelled himself and said, "I don't know." It's not me. I put fresh deodorant on right before I beat you in the car.
Yeah, and you're sweating.
I'm not sweating. Well, I'm probably still sweating currently. But
can we talk about the movie?
Okay.
Anyway, I think this is an interesting character study about Black Widow's character, just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more interesting than, you know, Noah or whatever. But
excuse me.
You heard me.
Oh, dude, you're gonna eat your words so
Bible
hard.
Bible schmeibel.
You're gonna I hope your mom beats you because you said that.
No, she's Jesus. Gonna beat me anyway.
Alright.
Okay. I also just hope your mom beats you. Okay.
What is this tension?
Why
the aggression?
Alright, what do you want to talk about?
I think what's super interesting is that basically Black Widow, well, I guess we'll just refer to her as Natasha, is essentially running the entire time, kind of her purposes, besides having to redeem herself through the Red Room and getting rid of that. Because, I mean, what she does in the very beginning is run And then at the end, she runs as well. And when she talks about killing Antonia, she's like, I needed to get out.
So Antonia basically, is Dracov's daughter, by the way, who is Taskmaster. I didn't really clear that up in the podcast.
It's okay. I did.
And not the podcast, the recap.
Okay.
Podcast is what we're doing. Continue. Yeah.
So he interrupted me. Are you going to shoot him? No.
I gave them the guns.
But yeah. There's more I want to say about that, but I lost my train of thought.
Choo-choo.
Anyway, she's trying. So the whole time is kind of like her trying to get out of this world, essentially. But it's interesting because she always also kind of is seeking a family, yet the one that she had, quote unquote, she pushes away.
Yeah.
And that's understandable given the circumstances of the family, but Yelena goes on to say, like, it was real to me. It's one of those things where it's like, define real.
Yeah.
You know, they still had the experience. And even though it wasn't, even though it wasn't by blood and it was technically fake,
it's the subjective, for sure. Because it's not that it was your biological family, but it was the fact that the memories that you had there were better than the alternative.
Right.
And so you look upon that more fondly, and you look upon that as being your real life, whether that would objectively be your real life or not.
Well, and as Yelena says, for the best parts of her life to be fake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's rough. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, but then it goes into this in the same sense. She, Black, or Natasha, accepts the Avengers as her family, even though they're not blood.
Yeah.
Which I think makes the fact that she does accept the, I guess, fake family, whatever you want to call it, she accepts that more powerful because of that.
Yeah. Wait, are you saying because she has an alternative family?
Because she has an alternative family, that she accepts that is essentially the same thing as the other family. Mm-hmm. I confused myself.
Yeah.
Because she rejects the Russian family and because she accepts the Avenger family, when she accepts the Russian family, it's more powerful because of that.
Okay. I got you.
Because you know what Murray always says? They got the real shit. Shared trauma. $10.
Who'd you say, Murray?
Yeah.
Oh.
Bald Eagle.
I'm trying to remember.
I have no idea what that's talking about. Unless you're talking about the Angry Birds movie.
No.
I have not seen that.
Stranger Things.
Oh.
When they go to his house, and it's Nancy and Jonathan.
Jonathan, yeah. Was that season 2? I think it was.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, stop that. You're making me laugh.
I certainly think it's very clearly about family. Maybe even more so.
That's an F9.
I was about to say.
Oh, God, I thought Dom just pulled up. I heard a...
I think, let's go off the assumption that without her family, she would have failed.
Yeah.
Because a lot of this movie has her failing. And in fact, I would venture to say more than half of it, she fails in every fight, every whatever. And I'm not saying that... necessarily like as a joke, although sometimes it's kind of funny the fact that she can get up from it, like when she fell off that building.
No. Let me tell you why it makes sense.
Avenger.
No.
I hardly know her.
No.
Yeah.
No, because Red Guardian said, "My girls are the toughest girls in the world." He set that up. So everything he set that up. So everything else beyond that
took
is okay.
Bullet to the face. They're fine. So, yeah, but no, I think what the movie is trying to get at, one, it's supposed to make her more relatable, right? Because part of the problem that I had with the Captain Marvel movie is that she didn't struggle at all.
Yeah, well, she's also just kind of a bitch.
Well, okay, so but what I'm trying to get at is that on one level it makes her more relatable, and on a second level it forces her in some aspects to undergo transformation. Because you don't change without some external force promoting that.
Right.
I don't think that you can change solely by, you can't want anything if you have everything, is essentially what I'm getting at. So there has to be some sort of external force, right? So I think going off the assumption that she would lose without her family, I think we have to consider what that means. And so that's why I was going to bring up Noah. Aha. Pulling back Chris and Claire's wedding.
Well, before you get into that, I think another interesting aspect of this is, so she succeeds because she has support, right? This is an age old thing that happens.
It's fairly universal, right? I would say.
But I was thinking about this. I was watching Star Wars Rebels, and
I'm sorry. Can you stop? No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that to sound so mean. I apologize. We're good. Okay.
Did you? but it kind of occurred to me that it was when Kanan is fighting the Inquisitor when the Inquisitor dies the first time.
Oh, and Rebels,
right?
Sorry. Yeah.
And he, the Inquisitor's like, "Oh, it looks like you're stronger now." And Kanan's like, "Well, I have nothing left to lose." But it's interesting because it's.
What does that have to do?
Well, I'm working on it.
Oh, okay.
Although that's kind of an accepted thing, is that you have to, like, the people who have nothing to lose are all often, like, more aggressive and more powerful, quote unquote. But I think it may be the opposite, is when you have everything to lose.
Yeah, well, it's the question of stakes, I mean, for one, and not just the juicy prime rib ones. Aha, joke. It's about, again, when you have, I would say when you have everything to lose, there is more of a drive to keep what you possess. And so, like, if you have a family, you're going to defend that family harder than if you did not have a family. Because the only thing, if you have nothing, you're only fighting for survival. Because I would say those who have an ideal to fight for wouldn't say that they're fighting for nothing. So if you are saying you're fighting for nothing, it's only survival. And that can only take you so far. Because there is a certain amount of pain that one can go through, and if they have nothing else to fight for other than their own life, I don't think that's strong enough.
Well, you know what Melina says?
What?
Pain can only make you stronger.
Pain can only make you stronger.
But I think why that's important here is that, you know, again, you mentioned, like, they always get up, even if they're...
Like Batman.
Yeah. Well, Spider-Man.
Why do we fall?
To get back up.
So we learn to get back up.
Why are we still here? Just to suffer.
What were you going to say about
Spider-Man? I thought Jonathan would think that was funny.
I did think that was funny. Can I make a counter argument, though, to the whole getting up thing?
Yeah.
I wasn't done talking about it, but go ahead.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay, well,
bring the mic to him.
In the Dark Knight, like, when Batman falls, he breaks his leg, and it's, like, broken in the next movie, and he has to use, like a thing to, like, get it to work and everything. And in Black Widow, the, like, biggest injury she sustains, like, the whole movie, is a broken nose, which then they immediately address by her just breaking
I've already back. Explained this. I've already explained
she,
this.
She falls out of the sky base.
No, the Red Guardian set this up. He set it up.
She does have a lot of bruises at one point.
Girls in the world.
Exactly. Red Guardian said why that happens.
I think she falls out of the sky base with no parachute, lands on the ground. And
actually, she actually, it. Actually.
She had a parachute with a taskmaster. Yeah. But I think this movie's a victim of the regular, like, Marvel mentality, which the Marvel mentality a lot of the time is like, we'll just have our heroes experience, like, the biggest explosions possible and then get up fine because we don't have time to, like, address, like, them being hurt.
My goodness.
But it's worse for Black Widow, I think, especially in this movie, because everybody except for the Red Guardian is just a person. Like, every one of them is just a human person. So, like, when Yelena and Natasha are fighting each other, and Yelena's, like, straight up coming out at her with, like, a, you know, 4-inch knife trying to, like, literally kill her, there's a part of me that's like, dude, she could legit die, and you just mailed her the antidote to save humanity. You know what I mean? Like, and so that's something that really bothered me about the movie, was that it felt like it was sacrificing stakes, like what y'all are talking about, for cool action sequences, so that whenever something actually would happen, they would just brush over it and be like, well, they're fine. They get out of this broken car that hit 17 cars, went into a subway, and they climb out and start running.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They don't even have a second to, like, stand up and be like, oh my God. Like, there's no, to me, that hurt the stakes a lot.
Yeah.
So.
No, I mean, I'd agree. I'd agree with that. And
I've already explained why.
Yeah, go ahead and repeat yourself.
Yes. My girls are the toughest in the world.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I think there are different ways to make your character suffer. And a lot of times in lesser Marvel movies, it's more of a physical like suffering. Like, oh, they keep getting beat up and then they come back. One of the reasons I like Spider-Man 2 so much is because every single scene in the first half of it is Peter just getting walloped on by life, right? And all that culminates in the night where he tries to get MJ back and she rejects him by being like, you're nothing but an empty seat to me. He finds out that she just then accepted an engagement proposal from her boyfriend. Then Harry beat him up a bunch. He had to take a picture of her saying yes to the engagement. He wasn't able to get a drink from any of the waiters that was walking by. It's the worst night of his life. And then immediately afterwards, that's when he's like, you know what? Is any of this worth it? I like seeing stakes that are more internal than physical. But I think obviously they come from the external world. It's just how they manifest in stories. And I think you're right. Like Marvel movies a lot of times you're dealing with people who just have like infinite power pretty much. And so when they get hurt, it's not like hurt. It's just like, I got the movie blood on me, but I'm good. You know, that kind of thing. I'm trying to think of any Marvel MCU movie where the characters get like hurt. The only one I can think of is Captain America, Winter Soldier, when Bucky keeps punching him in the face and he's got like, just like, Steve's got like the big bruises and shit on his face.
Yeah, which I mean, he can regenerate, so.
Yeah, right. No, yeah, because it's like, after that, he was fine. I don't think they were trying to convince you that she was going to die, because even when the movie was originally supposed to come out, everybody already knew when she was going to die. I think the stakes were specifically more of an emotional one, because and this is more so just headcanon for me, I don't think she would have gotten as far in Infinity War without this resolution with her old family in this movie, considering that it happens beforehand. Because in Infinity War, like in all the movies that she appears in beforehand, she's got this like some sort of internal thing that almost seems broken inside her. And this really manifests in Age of Ultron a lot, where she talks about a red ledger in the first Avengers movie. Age of Ultron, like I said, she talks a lot about like she's not a good person. I think that appears also in Winter Soldier. But by the time she reaches Infinity War, she seems like a new person almost. And I think, and again, this is why I was going to get into the Nova story about this, is because there's a specific line in that story where it says Noah was right in his generations. And that's kind of an interesting line. And I think you can interpret that as meaning Noah had a functioning relationship with his family. And
can I finish the point I was making?
It was this function that he had with his family on top of being called by God, which you could also say the Avengers in essence were called by God. I mean, if you watch Loki, they kind of were, because it's the, you know, supposed to happen on the TVA.
You had people shoot me, Christopher.
I lost my point because Jake kept talking.
Yeah,
I remember mine that I was trying to get to like 15 minutes ago. Can I finish it right quick?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, basically because she has everything to lose is why she can keep getting back up, which is like a universal superhero thing.
Yeah.
All right, I'm done now. Cause
I feel like we've already said that.
Yeah, well, I wanted to say it.
Okay.
Because it was my point.
Another thing I think this movie is about, nationalism.
Russian nationalism or
American nationalism? American nationalism. Once they leave America, everything just goes to shit. Well, okay. So I am. That is a joke, but
is it
when they're leaving? They play "American Pie" by Don McLean, and it comes up again. And I thought it was really interesting. There was a quote that I found about the song.
I know Chris's phone password.
Okay.
Me too.
The guy who wrote it said that the song represents a shift from the naive and innocent 50s to the darker decade of the 60s. which is very much a parallel to Natasha and Elena's lives.
Yeah. There you go.
So yeah, stay here. Don't be a communist. That's what the movie's about.
I certainly agree with
the very end.
I agree with the very end. Yeah, but Jesus Christ.
It was a joke. All right.
So going back to Noah,
Do you think Noah was a communist?
No.
You don't think so?
No, they didn't have any idea about economic systems like that. So no.
What about like a republic, representative republic?
No.
No.
No. No, they didn't have concept of economic or political.
You don't know that. Were you
there? Yes, I don't have to be there. It didn't exist anywhere in the world.
Maybe not. Maybe it did.
Fuck off.
They didn't know how to write till Sumeria. Okay. Mesopotamia.
Yeah. So you're going to say the people beforehand had a concept of writing before it existed in any archaeological essence?
Hey, we haven't uncovered the entire Earth yet.
Fair enough.
Yeah, all right.
Well, I mean, we know what's like, you know.
Do we?
Underneath the Earth.
Do we?
Yeah. Big monkey.
I was gonna say that. I was gonna say Hollow Earth.
Yeah.
Anyways, getting
or Middle Earth.
I do want to finish this point about Noah because I think it's very important.
How does it feel?
All right. Yeah. Well, because I know how it feels because I'm around you a lot. So that felt good. Can you scratch my back more?
Yeah.
Thank you.
How does that make you feel, Claire?
Okay.
She said turned on, I guess. You couldn't hear it in the mic, but
yeah, I accidentally hit it and unplugged quickly when that happened. So I'll replay it. Turned on.
Oh my god, that's clear. That sounds just like her.
What?
Can you take his gun?
I want it
and he's asleep.
No, you gave it to him.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Hey, can I have the gun?
I'm gonna take that out because if it sounds like he's asleep, then that means it's boring. I don't like that.
Oh, it has one bullet in it.
For the record, we did stay up until like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Hey, and we got up at 1. That's 8 hours.
You guys got up at 1 p.m.?
Yes.
Oh, no wonder you guys were eating when I came in.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I have not pointed at you this entire time.
I feel like that's a lie. All right.
The flood is coming. Jesus Christ. Okay. No, not yet.
That's a few books later.
We're getting
just a few years.
Right after the Chronicles of Narnia. All right. So,
no, that's during.
Anyways, what does the flood represent? All right. Let's take this part. There are a lot of flood myths, right? They're all around the world.
I think do you have Ulrich Groach?
Say that again.
Ulrich Groach for history.
Oh, no.
All right, he said, and he said that like 99% of like religions have a flood mythos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, no, it's true. Almost all of them do, and they're all across the world, whether they're in the Western, Eastern Hemisphere, stuff like that. And so you have to consider, okay, A, there either was a universal flood event, or B, there were many flood events in localized areas happening somewhere around the same time. Now, there's no geological evidence for a universal flood myth, but there is geological evidence for many multiple flooding events in areas. The one that's most common to biblical readers and other world religions, or I guess just local religions from around the Mesopotamian area, is the Mesopotamian flood, which would have happened somewhere around like before 2000 BC,
AD.
Even closer to, probably closer to like 3500 BC, right? And it was one of those things. It's there's the Jungian idea of the collective consciousness, and essentially,
Carl Jung.
Yeah, okay. Essentially, what he was getting at is the idea that there are some events that are so universal and some ideas, expressions, emotions that are so universal that they somehow manage to pop up cross-culturally over periods of time between many and almost all individuals. And so It's not that there is a collective consciousness, like I can reach into Chris's brain or something that.
You may not be able to.
Oh, yeah. Well, I am only human, so. If we're going back to the damn vision argument from last time.
Well, you are.
But there certainly is, there seems to be something that connects people. And there are many interpretations of what that could be. It could just be an evolutionary principle where maybe there was a flood in the past and it decimated our past ancestors' home so much that it cropped itself into this story, right? Because stories are the way that you represent reality. It's hard to articulate things I'm getting at it right now. It's hard to articulate things in a manner to which you can understand. So the best alternative is to tell a story about it that conveys a meaning that comes across your point, right?
Well, it can be understood rather than, if it can't be articulated, it can be understood.
Exactly, right. And so we have to consider, okay, there's a, let's just, for the sake of the argument, there's a universal flood, right? In different cultures, a lot of people died around that. So you tell a story about that. And generally speaking, all your stories have God or gods telling a certain character or family that they need to do whatever and they'll be saved. And so we have to consider, A, why is God or the gods telling this person this? And B, what exactly do they need to do that saves them? So if you look at the story of Noah.
Hey, Chris. All right, let's see. All right,
what are you buying?
4-3-2-2-4-3-5-5-0-2-0-7. That's the credit card number.
He's buying something on the podcast. What are you?
Nothing. Continue.
He forgot to buy the ticket. He's doing it now, too, actually.
Yeah.
I was just going to do it out of the door.
Oh, really? Yeah, I was going to say, did I need to buy it beforehand?
If it's the place where I think it is, don't bring your wallets in there. Because I've been there once.
It's a house.
Yeah, I know.
Did you get robbed?
No, it was just a very sketchy place.
I'll cap a bitch.
I don't know if I want to go to a sketchy place. Yeah. No, what am I, an animator?
No, it's like, going in there is sketchy, but once you're there, you're fine.
That's like the Red Room.
Wait, what? Anyways, oh God, where was I? So we have to consider why. What we have to essentially consider the meaning of the stories, right? And the meaning of the story of Noah is God floods the world because everybody was sinning, right? And that it just evolved into something terrible, and so God sends the waters, right? So the waters from stop footsing me from the waters above, the waters below. Waters, generally speaking, and in between, yeah. Waters, generally speaking, represent chaos. That's where the sea serpent Tiamat form, the Leviathan. We talked about that in one of the
Godzilla vs. Kong too. Yeah. Well, actually, you probably mentioned it in every single episode.
Probably.
You mentioned it in Star Wars, where you just used it to like prove how stupid I am.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. Which
yeah, I do.
Makes you stupid.
Stupid.
For those of you who can't see, I'm pointing at Kyle. Stupid.
Yeah. So
those of you that can't see.
Right. See? Exactly. But also we exist and we can see. So it's anybody but us, which means for those of you who can't see. We've already had the discussion. You know.
So the Leviathan, right? All that stuff. Water represents chaos, right? That the coming chaos
cat.
Is what
somebody
you
fart.
That's the future, right?
I did.
That's oh,
sorry. The coming chaos is the negative potential of the future, right?
Chris,
oh my god!
Oh, cool. My purchase went through.
Did anybody shoot Chris?
Yeah.
No, they shot me.
I shot both.
That was like when he, you know.
Yeah.
Speaking of water coming.
Oh my god. Okay. So.
Noah.
All right.
That's a bad movie, by the way.
Oh yeah, no, it was
the Noah
terrible.
Movie.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, well, they took scripture that was like a page and a half and tried to turn it into a 2.5 hour movie. I'm like, oh, I wonder why we got so far off.
Yeah, same thing with the
Emma
Hobbit.
Watson was in it.
She was in it. My favorite thing is it opens.
But Lord of the Rings!
Yeah. Hey. Lord of the Rings! Is... Oh!
If you know, you know.
You know.
Claire knows.
Claire knows. All right.
So did everybody in the entire 10-mile radius.
Hey, don't be mean. All right. Basically, I'm just going to cut it short because I can't get more than 5 minutes of speaking out.
Five minutes? Oh, my God. That's a long time just for one person to speak. Hey!
That is a fourth of Chris's recap.
Hey.
All right.
Hey's for horses.
Two things.
G is for grass.
If you are called upon God, there is no confirmation that there is not going to be the oncoming flood. In fact, that is almost certain. There is not a single biblical story where God calls upon somebody and they do not meet a challenge on that way. Secondly, the best way to act as God commands, as God chooses a specific person, the best way to act is someone who is right in their generation, somebody who has their family integrated in a way that that promotes something worth saving, let's say. The point that I was trying to get at, and I could have got it a lot sooner had we not made me backtrack by making me lose my point.
Hey, you punched me, all
right? Hopper, I did punch him, so I'm a little lead. I'll give a little leadway on that.
My head hurts.
The point that I was trying to make is that I think Black Widow needed that. That was the whole point. And
what does she need again?
Just say it. Don't tell us the story. Just say it.
She needs to be right in her generations.
Yeah.
She needs this family unit to be cohesive before she's able to move on to the purpose that she has been called upon by God.
And you know what? She did that.
Exactly. My blood pressure is so high right now.
It's probably all the cheese and soda.
It was probably all the cheese and the trying to outrun Chris's car.
Yeah.
Of which I am still out of breath
from. And the forceful punch that it ruptured my cranium.
It wasn't even that hard of a punch, honestly.
You hit me right here. On the eyeball.
But it was like a pop. It wasn't, I didn't
pull
through.
Yeah, bony bones.
I can't help
though.
That I got. Nice. He said bone. I can't help that I got the adamantium fucking skeleton.
Hey, which you know, we talked about this reminiscence, how it looks like he's going into the adamantium. Let me see your hand. I'll show you. Make a fist so you can feel it. No, you came. You like right there.
Yeah. No, did you hear what he said? Gross.
I know. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's all I have to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that Kyle got that out, Chris.
Nice.
The American Pie song is all I had.
Did you not watch the movie?
No, I did. I watched it with you guys.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
That's Yo, right. I got up. I missed probably
$7
of that movie.
I spent $7.
And you do it every time.
Yeah. Every time I go to the theater, I have to pee like 18 times. But when we watch a movie here, don't have to get up.
Yeah.
Once.
You went up like
a That's
because
you buy
times.
A massive, like, 64 ounce drink. And slurp it down in the preview.
Movie theaters don't make money from the tickets. That's why I buy something, and I don't. I'm not hungry when I
you
go.
You got a medium drink, right?
Yeah, I got a medium. All right,
how much did you pay for it?
It was like, I don't know, five or $6.
I paid $7 for a large drink that was wider than it was tall, and I
that's me.
And I got a ginger ale, and that was nasty.
They were out of my favorite. They were out of Coke Vanilla Coke Zero, and I was so mad.
I wanted a Sprite. They had ginger ale, and it was nasty.
It's the same thing.
It's not.
It's just carbonated
it's
ginger
not.
Ale.
Well,
it's
not. You can go to Mapco and get like a 64-ounce Big Slurp, $10 if you get that reference.
I know it.
Yeah? You should know it.
It's from Loki.
Yeah.
Is it?
No. He goes, you see the 64-ounce Big Slurp? This is like
the timeline.
Yeah.
Okay, the point that I was going to make is the reason that I get drinks and stuff at the movie theaters, because again, they don't make money off of tickets, and I like going to the movie theaters. So the way to support them, especially after COVID, where most of them shut down, is to buy one of the concessions when you get your ticket, because the ticket money for the first few weeks that it's in theaters only goes to the distributor. Mm-hmm. It doesn't go to the actual theaters. And so to keep the theaters in business, that's why I usually get a drink or something.
I get mac and cheese bites.
You did.
And they're way overpriced.
They're
not that
expensive.
Good.
But if more people got those drinks, theoretically those prices would go down. Mm. Like if more people bought concessions, but most people sneak them in.
This is America. Don't get me tripping up.
Lightspeed's on zipping on.
This is the chicken. Falcon. This is the chicken wing.
Millennium Falcon.
You know that one? $10.
Don't try to steal it, Han.
I know they do.
Don't try to steal it, Han.
Anyway, so yeah, Noah. No, that's good, Kyle.
Yeah.
Also, the Seinfeld lady, was she in like Captain the
yes. sorry, Winter Soldier? Yes, it's literally the same character.
Okay, I only watched the first three episodes and then just stopped watching.
Here's the worst part about Captain America and Winter Soldier. Same thing with Scarlet Witch.
And Winter Soldier.
No.
Okay. He's Captain America now, Chris.
Yeah.
So it, but before the last episode, yeah, it was Falcon and the Winter.
And they changed the title, which I don't know how that's going to work when the second season comes out. Because is it going to be under the same masthead? Oh God, it's so confusing. I can't. I don't like it when they change their show names. what time are we at?
56.
Shit, this is a short episode.
No, it's not. I got more to talk about.
Okay, we'll go for it, Jake.
Jacobson. What were you going to say?
Nothing. I was just going to complain about the last episode.
Well, if Chris would talk more. Oh, another thing that I think is interesting about the Black Widow study, a little thing that I was talking about earlier, is that I didn't get to talk about this because I got Mace Windu'd. I don't know what that means.
You got thrown out a window?
Yeah.
With lightning hands?
There you go. Is that like I already kind of said this, but she's always on the run. Then mm-hmm. I started to talk about family part like that. But no. Is that when they're leaving 1995, when they're leaving that year. The mom, look, you punched me in the head, all right? My brain's a little bit slower.
When they left 1995.
For those of you who can't see, Kyle just made a... Well, never mind. No!
Okay, go finish your point.
I want my gun back.
Finish your point.
I want my gun back.
Finish Thank your point. You.
They're Nerf guns.
The mom says we're going home, and Natasha's like, or Yelena's like, "Mommy, you're silly. We just left home."
Which is a super cringy line, by the way.
It is. Oh, they're acting anytime, all cringy right
anytime
there.
You say the word silly, I do not like you. If someone goes, "Oh, look at that person being silly," I'm like, "Nope, we're not gonna be friends." Like, we're not. Can't do it. If any of you guys say silly, never talking to you again.
What about the word
wacky? Wacky's okay. Because I like the wacky races. What are you laughing at?
I forget there's
people. Do you like that? Are you having a good time with that?
I think that's funny.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Hey, do that again.
Yeah.
For those of you who can't see, I'm hilarious.
They don't need to see you. That's actually probably better if they don't see you.
For those of you who can't see, look at this one photogenic picture that Chris took of me.
You want to be photogenic?
Why are you pulling this up right now? Yeah.
Can you see it?
They can feel the sexiness.
I held a picture up to the microphone. So
I'm happy you like that picture.
I help you.
Yeah, I really like this picture. Look at I'll this. Pass you. That around.
This is what it sounds like.
Look at that. That's me.
Yeah, baby.
I know. It's the only picture I've ever looked good in.
I took it.
Hey, fuck you!
It's not. No, I'm. That's a me thing.
What about the pictures I took of you?
Again, I look fucking stupid in them.
What?
I always look, that's just my face. Like, it happens that it's 0.1% of the time that I look good in a photo.
That hurts.
This is the 0.1%.
I thought you looked good in my photos.
I think Kyle I didn't like my like hair. A sexy beast in my photos.
You were like, oh, something about me drinking makes me look really cool.
Oh, the wedding ones.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, you're right.
Why are we talking about this?
Yeah.
Because Kyle brought it up.
Why did you say my name?
Like about Black Widow. Black Widow doesn't have that much to offer. That's what
incorrect. Incorrect.
Yeah. Every movie has a lot to offer.
And this is why you'll never actually be on the podcast.
And nothing about everything.
This is why you'll never really be on the podcast, Jonathan.
This is the one that Jake took of me when I'm drinking.
Because
that's another good photo.
Everything
that's
dude, you can dig and get a lot of stuff out of it.
That's the point. That's the point of the podcast.
I think I look better in candid photos than I do in posed photos.
Why do you have the glass like up to your glasses?
That's how I drink, man. There was not a lot of water in there. I had to fucking down it.
Well, actually,
and I was thirsty because it was hot as fucking. And you're running
this.
Yeah.
Well, You'd know if you were a real fan.
It was particularly
hot in the bedroom. That was a joke. That was a joke. I didn't think people could hear me.
Zach's.
What are you talking about? There's a microphone right here, Chris. Hey.
Also, in this photo, my hair is flat on the back.
Why are we talking about this?
They can't see your photo.
I know.
That's why we preface with, for those of you who can't see.
Look at this one of me drinking. And then we describe it. I look cool in that one. I look like I'm debauchery. I am debauchery.
You should have kept note at like what time mark we started this ramble.
No.
Let me see. For those of you who can't see.
He got pretty wasted.
Well, it's because I was drinking champagne straight from the bottle, and Jake and I were having a conversation about, like, experience.
Women.
No, we were talking
about... That's how it started.
Yeah, but we started getting on to... Well, we talked about it in one.
Core values stuff.
And then after, like, 10 minutes, I finished it, like, 10 minutes later, I was like, uh-oh, it's sitting bad.
You can see
the... Dude, you're going to upset the neighbors.
I was literally just saying that your upstairs neighbors are just probably hearing.
Our upstairs neighbors are our fucking elephants, okay?
Whoa.
I know the person who's up there.
Really?
Yeah.
And remember? Guess what? They're an elephant.
You remember?
I do. And they're an elephant.
Okay.
Anyway, and guess what? Elephants never forget anything. Throw back $10 if you know. Anyway, Natasha. No, Chris.
Hi.
Okay.
Good night, love you.
What are you doing, Chris?
Thinking about
the lyrics.
Yeah.
Maybe if you would have wrote instead of buying tickets, you would have had it.
Well, that's the thing about a freestyle. You can't write it.
But you wrote it last time.
That's the thing about the freestyle. You can't pay for it.
Yeah, but all of them were bad up until last episode.
That's those free.
Framery foreground, come baby. Saw their ad on my TV. Thought about going, but was too lazy. Now instead of looking fly, I'm rolling fat. My legs are sticking to the vinyl, and my posse's getting laughed at. F-R-E-E.
Wait, oh, I thought you said my
posse's. No, not the other thing.
All right,
that was it.
Okay. Hold on. Pacino Podcast. Twitter. Yes. No. At Pacino Pod on Twitter. Send us a meme. No, you know what? Here's what we'll do. Tell me
I'm scared.
What you're...
I'm sorry. Continue.
Tell us what your favorite Marvel show was at this little three right here. There's a right answer. Now, send us PacinoPodcast@gmail.com. Send us a lengthy email why you think all of my friends are fake except Jeremiah because none of them listen to the podcast.
I like Jeremiah. Shut up.
I do too. I said everyone but Jeremiah. Oh.
He goes, hey now, mister, I like the guy you complimented.
My mind did a 69 on what you said.
Hey, the audience like that.
You missed the number by a bit.
I believe it's 360.
That's a 180.
What did I say?
Chris knows exactly what he said.
Yeah. That'd be like exactly what he did. He was like, yeah. Hey, I also like him.
That is what he did.
Yeah.
No. No, well, it's Circle of Life. I mean, you know, that's what I said.
No.
All right, play the music.
Wait, are you guys not beatboxing?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to do that. Whoop, restart.
All right. Wait, everyone.
All right, well, this beat doesn't, like, work with what I thought about, so.
It's okay.
All right.
That's my beatbox.
You're just spinning everywhere.
All right, this one, my girl, all right, yeah, here you go.
Scarlett Johansson, Marilyn, no Manson, look up in the sky and you see a Russian mansion. Wait, that ain't no mansion, that's a red room. Now that shit exploded and it's fallen to our doom. Okay, I just split explained the last part of the movie. I didn't get to see Scarlett Johansson showing her weight. I can't say that because this is a family podcast. My family listens to this and I am a sarcastic man. I rap with comedy. I watch them movies and I see all them celebrities who sold their souls to comedy in Hollywood, not comedy. I don't know why I said that. I am scared and I might shit myself. Yay!
Also, happy birthday to Chris.
Yeah, happy birthday, sweet 16.
I hate him.